How did Massasoit's strategy of using the Europeans work out? It is clear that the alliance with the English served Massasoit and the seriously depleted Wampanoag Indians well. In the winter of 1623, when he himself became gravely ill, Massasoit was nursed back to health by the English settlers. In 1632, threatened by the alliance between the Wampanoag and the English settlers, the Narragansett tribes launched an attack against Massasoit's base in the village of Sowams near the Narragansett Bay, but that attack was beaten back with help from the English and their European armaments. The Plymouth colonists clearly honored their defense agreement with Massasoit, which became evident in the decades to come. As the elected commander of the Plymouth colony, Captain Miles Standish taught the Pilgrims how to defend themselves. He is especially well known for his preference for preemptive strikes against Native Americans whose ominous presence did, in his view, threaten the Plymouth community. In two armed attacks against Native American tribes, interestingly, both enemies of the Wampanoag, the Nemasket Raid in August 1621 and the Wessagusset Massacre in April 1622, Standish displayed both extreme courage and also unsettling brutality against Native indigenous communities in the Northeast. In the Wessagusset Massacre, Massasoit warned the English of an impending attack on their new settlement by local Indian tribes. Standish called for a meeting with the enemy chief, which was a preset trap where he launched a surprise attack, where Standish himself brutally murdered Chief Pecksuot with his own knife, along with two of Pecksuot's warriors. Standish proudly returned to Plymouth Colony with a macabre trophy, the head of one of the warriors, Wittewamut, which terrified both the Native Americans as well as many members of his own community. In this way, the Wampanoag had put themselves in the position of classic middlemen, overseeing both English access to Indian products and Indian access to European products. Reversing long-standing policy, Massasoit had decided to permit the newcomers to stay for an unlimited time, provided they formally and exclusively allied themselves with the Wampanoag against the Narragansett tribes and any other Native American communities that threatened the Wampanoag. In the next decade, tens of thousands of Europeans came to Massachusetts. Massasoit shepherded his people through the wave of settlement, and the pact he signed with Plymouth Colony lasted more than 50 years, until after Massasoit's death around 1661. Only in 1675 did one of Massasoit's sons, angered by the colonists' increasingly discriminatory and restrictive laws, launch what was perhaps an inevitable attack. Indians from dozens of groups joined in. The conflict, brutal and devastating, tore through New England, and the Europeans eventually won. Historians attribute part of the English victory to Indian unwillingness to match the European tactic of massacring whole villages. Another reason was manpower. By then, the colonists outnumbered the natives. Groups like Narragansett, which had been spared by the epidemic of 1616, had been crushed by a smallpox epidemic in 1633. A third to half of the remaining Indians in New England died of European diseases over the first decades of the settlement at Plymouth Colony. The Native American communities proved their ability to adapt European technology and methods to their needs, but they had no defense against European infectious diseases, which over the course of a century wiped out 90% of the indigenous Native American population.